Good day, everyone. It is a historic day here at Southeastern 14. Or is it Southeastern 14?
Looks like the Brady Bunch, if you ask me. You look at the screen here. We look like we're the Brady Bunch.
We do. Texas and Oklahoma are joining the SEC. We're here to talk about that and tell you what's ahead for our channel. Before we do that, a reminder, we are brought to you by BetOnline, your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino. Get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today. Get in on all the action. Use promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV in caps for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. All right. I'll start with my longest running co-host here at the channel, Blake Lovell. Blake, big day for the channel, for the SEC, for everybody.
Yeah, it's a big day. We've gone from Southeastern 14 to Southeastern 16, and yes, we're aware that not everything is updated yet to Southeastern 16.
Some things are.
We are doing our best to make sure everything gets there. You will get to see our brand new shiny website here very soon, which very soon was supposed to be today, but I'll let you guys get one guess as to who was in charge of making sure it was today, and it didn't actually happen. But we're working on it, okay? We're almost there. Our Twitter account, as of right now, is still at 14 Southeastern. We're getting there, too. Don't blame it on us, though, Max. It's Twitter's fault, not us. We've tried.
Not our fault.
But, yes, we are now Southeastern 16. So I know a lot of you, each day, when you wake up, you think about your day, and you think, man, I'm going to go to YouTube, and I'm going to search for Southeastern 14. Because we see it in our analytics. Now you just need to reprogram your mind to say Southeastern 16. When you go search for Southeastern 16, not 14, and you'll find us. So, yes, Chris, a new era. You and I are still doing this thing. I don't know how, but we're still doing this thing. And we've got two better halves now with Max Barr and Jace Robinson joining the mix.
Do you remember when we ran this as two of us? Like, I don't know how we did that. We did that for pretty much 3 full years, although we weren't on YouTube for a while. But it's crazy to think about it now. The team has doubled since December. We added Chase, I guess, in April and Max in December. So we're growing along. We added two members just like the rest of the conference did. But guys, at least one of us hit the ground running today. The long-standing pennant display behind me is chained. I got to admit, it's a little much, but that's the only way I could get 16 together on the same wall.
Chris, I'm curious. If I was to tell you right before Southeastern 14 was created that in July 1st, 2024, Texas and Oklahoma are in the league, what would your reaction be?
Well, my reaction would be we bought the domain name Southeastern 16 for a reason. We just didn't think we'd be using it that soon. I told you that story about we had started the company, I don't know, 6 months, not even 6 months before. And I'm taking a vacation. We're in Destin, and I'm watching SEC Media Days from a hotel room on the beach, and that breaks. It's like, oh my goodness, what has just happened?
Well, you know what's going to happen. Let's all just be clear. And by the way, there are a lot of you watching this right now. And if you are, jump into the comments. If you're a Texas fan, if you're an Oklahoma fan, jump in. I'm sure you'll get a warm welcome from all the other fan bases out there in the comments. But let us know, because as always, you can leave your super chats and we'll highlight your comment on the screen. We'll have a good discussion. But we all know what's going to happen. We just changed to Southeastern 16. I guarantee you by next week, the SEC is going to add Florida State, Clemson, anybody else, and we're going to have to do this whole thing all over again. But for any of you out there trying to beat us to all these domains and all this other stuff, trust me when I say we have gone the distance here in racking up all the names we can think of, variations of Southeastern. There you go.
We've got
the most interesting. Go ahead, but Max, I'm sorry.
We've got an early big baller Brett.
Big baller Brett.
No warm welcoming. Not for Texas, that is. Not for Texas.
Well, hold on, Max. Before you take that off, by the way, big baller Brett, if you put that back on the screen there, as you notice, Big Baller Brett's got a little symbol by his name. You know why? Because Big Baller Brett is a member of the It Just Means More tier here at Southeastern 16. Almost did it. on YouTube. And if you join that, folks, it is a new era. You're going to be getting a lot more sort of premium membership content from all the guys here. So if you want to join our Just Means More tier, all it is a donation tier, $3.99 a month. That donates to us to be able to make more videos for you guys. Believe it or not, we're not rich. hey, any support towards the channel would help us continue to make a lot of great videos for you guys. So you can do that. Hit that join button, just like Big Baller Brett did. And for $3.99 a month, less than a Big Mac. I'm not sure you get half a Big Mac anymore for $3.99. You can join. It just means more.
Chase, your turn.
Chase, your turn.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I know nobody else wants to give a warm welcome to Texas and Oklahoma, but for me, who I cover football, I think it's going to elevate SEC football. So I'm excited.
There are two very interesting things about this timing to me. Let's start with the most recent. The whole Texas A&M baseball coaching fiasco last week. And we're not going to dive headlong into that. It's out there on Twitter. Everybody knows. But Texas stealing A&M's coach while it's playing in the College World Series, right before it officially joins the SEC, was quite the dynamic to kick off this new membership in the league. And the other thing, too, look, everybody knows the SEC is a football-driven league. And Texas has kind of been a sleeping giant out there. And by the way, we're going to get Oklahoma, too. Texas just put itself in the news a little bit more lately. I think that Texas getting to the playoff the year before, it jumped in. And then beating Alabama on its own turf. I think those are two very interesting dynamics in terms of the timing of joining the league. And I know we've been Texas. Let's not forget Oklahoma. I would like to add up the numbers, Chase. You might know better than I would, but has any team won with more consistency over maybe the last 20, 25 years than Oklahoma? I mean, ever since, I guess, John Blake left, it feels like they are in a bad year, 9-3.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a bad year to them. Like, they are – and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but, yeah, they are – it's got to be one of the most consistent programs in college football.
I'll tell you what Chase does have the numbers on. because on Twitter, at Chase Rob Sports, he did put out a nice thing here about Texas and Oklahoma officially joining the SEC and their records against the current SEC. So it doesn't count in the records against each other, right, Chase? That's the
right, yes,
the caveat here. Texas versus the SEC, 192-92-4.
Ooh.
Oklahoma versus the SEC, 120-49-3. So there you go. There's your numbers, Chris.
And Texas, I mean, you look back, like, Texas, a lot of Oklahoma's wins against the SEC, they've come in the last 20 years, but a lot of those were before that. Texas has had a lot of wins more in recent years. I want y'all to guess, and Chris, you may know this, you can't answer. What team, this is Texas, what two SEC teams have losing records against Texas?
Hmm.
I know one of them. And I
losing
want to answer
records
them,
against Texas.
Correction.
So I would assume that means they would. Well, no, that's not technically true. Max, I'm sure you've got this. You were probably studying this for hours.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you guys could come up with an answer because I already know.
Okay. Go ahead. Take your guess.
Oh.
I have no idea. Arkansas. Sorry, Arkansas.
Would you like me to let one of them out of the bag?
Sure.
And drop us a super chat for this because you can win a bet with this with somebody. Vanderbilt is one of the teams with a winning record in football against Texas. And it's kind of
lopsided. Oh, wait, I thought it was losing record.
Well, Texas has a losing record.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was flipping it the other way. Okay.
Did I get that right, Chase?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, sorry. That is one of them. There's one other team that Texas has a losing record to.
Florida.
That is incorrect.
Had a 1-15 chance.
Alabama.
That is also incorrect.
Wow.
What?
Somebody in the chat, you know this.
Take a stab, Blake.
I'm going to give you a wild. I'm going to get Mississippi State, like in one of those they've played twice kind of things.
Well, no, their record's actually tied. It's 2-2.
Tennessee? Okay.
It is not Tennessee, no.
Oh, sorry, Logan. I tried. I mean, we're just going to run the gamut here. Georgia?
That is also incorrect.
South Carolina.
It is South Carolina. Yes.
Wow.
So Vanderbilt.
Wow. Look at that. Timothy nailed it.
Vanderbilt is 3-8-1 against Texas.
No, and 8-3-1.
Yes. And then South Carolina beat Texas a while back. But yes, Texas runs the table in every other series in the SEC.
Wow. When's the last time Vanderbilt and Texas played in football?
100 years ago.
I got to find this. I'm sorry. I've got to find this. I've got to see when they played. Okay, so if anyone out there wants to know if Chase is not lying here, let me give you the stats. In 1928, the most recent game I have on record, according to the world history books here, in 1928, Vanderbilt scored a thrilling 13-12 victory over the Texas Longhorns in Dallas as Dan McGugin led the way in the victory for the Commodores on the sidelines there.
That's so long ago, our presidential candidates weren't even alive.
If you want to know, almost 100 years ago, Vanderbilt scored a 14-6 win. Then they scored a 7-0 win. It's like a real barn burner in that one in 1926. Texas got some payback in 1927, 13-6. Yeah, so there you go. Vanderbilt.
Bully ball. Out.
All right. Well, I'm sure that trend will continue.
Blake, basketball is going to take a jump as well. I mean, we're both very high on this. Well, I don't know about very, very high, but we're both high on this Texas squad. We like Texas.
We like Texas this season. Yeah, I mean, these two joining are going to add to the strength of the conference. Oklahoma kind of had a – I mean, what? They had a – I'd say, I don't know if breakthrough is too strong of a word last year. I mean, they won 20 games, went 8-12.
Yeah.
You know, but that was kind of probably the best season they've had under Porter Moser so far. So Texas probably comes in as a preseason top 25 team in basketball. I mean, I think baseball speaks for itself. Like we just talked about, kind of the SEC's already the best baseball conference, already the best football conference. Basketball, you can debate that now. You know, could have 10-plus teams getting into the tournament next year. So yeah, I think the SEC's, you know, sort of lock on the big three sports. It's pretty close. Like we're almost there. And so, yeah, I mean, we talked about Texas, but obviously Oklahoma. Oklahoma fans, by the way, they have come in strong so far.
Yeah,
they're coming in hot already. They just joined the league today. They've been coming in strong for 2 months now. So yeah, we appreciate all the new Oklahoma fans we've got. I haven't got as many Texas fans in here yet, but they'll get here. Yeah, we appreciate all the Oklahoma fans. We only do this on day one when you join the conference. We're only allowed to do this once. All right? I mean, not that we've ever done this for anybody else before because we didn't have the channel whenever we, you know, everybody else was joining. But we'll only say Boomer Sooner and Hook'em Horns once. And that is the debut. Because if we do it beyond this, it seems like we're, you know, we're just fans. So we can only say it once here.
So. Just realized that the...
Yeah, I mean, we could not get any better than this right here. He didn't even update the logo. So, like, there you go. I told you this was a transition. And so, thank you, Nathan.
Is a transition is not seamless.
It is not a seamless transition. But we will get that done for the next live stream.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though, real quick on Oklahoma basketball. One of my favorite players of all time is Buddy Hield. Mm-hmm. Watching Buddy Hield like really propelled my love for the sport of college basketball. One of my best friends from my hometown, middle school, high school, has a Buddy Hield Oklahoma jersey. So like we loved that guy, the Lon Kruger teams. So I would love to see Oklahoma pop back up there into the top 25. But I'm telling you that those Buddy Hield years, I watched a lot of Oklahoma basketball. I loved that team.
That Blake Griffin, if you want to go back further, Stacey King. I mean, now Oklahoma's put some dudes in the league.
Yeah, got a good history. A better history than you would think.
Yeah.
By the way, when are we going to start covering Oklahoma softball? You want to talk about having something just locked down.
And it was Texas-Oklahoma in the Women's College World Series final.
Right? I mean, I feel like we got to – if you want to cover softball for us, let us know. Like, we may have to start adding that to the mix. So,
yeah, we'll take applications. I think the four of us are pretty tied up as it is. By the way, Wayman Tisdale, I knew I was forgetting somebody. Like, that's another Oklahoma basketball legend. They've had some guys.
Yeah.
All right. Max, let's run down the menu here at Southeastern 16. Would you like to me to do that real quick?
Yeah, would we just want to go one by one with what our shows are and kind of tell them a little bit about it?
Yeah, so if you're new here, as you know, we do the normal videos every day. You get videos from us, all three sports. But you also know we got a lot of new shows added to the mix. We've got the SEC Football Hour, Chase and Chris. We've got the SEC Basketball Experience with me and Max. Got Edwards and Greason with our guys Brian Edwards and Jay Greason. One of the funniest shows you'll listen to.
So good.
You've got a new show added to the mix starting tomorrow. The SEC Baseball Show. We've got an SEC Baseball Show, and as you can tell, we're really ready for that transition too, because we've got a great name picked out. Folks, it will not be called
the SEC
Baseball
Show. I'll wait
for
Blake to tell me what it is.
Yeah. Well, we still don't know the name of it, but we guarantee it's going to start tomorrow. And again, we've got all these shows for you, these weekly shows. So if you like your podcast, your traditional weekly type podcast, you're going to get that here. But you're also going to get the daily videos with us reacting to all the big stuff in real time and all that. So, yeah, I mean, listen, if you're coming in as a Texas fan, an Oklahoma fan, you're saying, hey, I want to see what the rest of the league's up to. I want to get yelled at by other fan bases in the comments. You've come to the right place. Here at Southeastern 16. Sorry, I was confused by what was on the screen.
Sam's coming in hot.
Yeah, you got to put up
speaking of channel fixtures.
Yeah, if you have subscribed, and shout out to Jay, who's coming in here. We appreciate you, Jay. Just subscribe. Do that, again, if you're new to the show or to the channel here. It is conference reaffiliation day. You are going to see a lot of Sam Smith. And no, it's not the musician. Isn't he a singer?
I think so.
Yeah.
What if it's not him?
What if it is?
Is it? It may be. Actually,
you can confirm or deny.
It's not true, because Sam has sent us a voicemail on the SEC Basketball Experience, and I can confirm that the way that this Sam Smith says Mark Byington and the way the actual musician Sam Smith says Mark Byington probably completely different. But Sam, by the way, you are a regular here, and unlike Big Baller Brett, you are not a member of the It Just Means More tier. Which,
Sam.
I mean, let's be honest. That kind of hurts our feelings a little bit. But nonetheless, yeah, it's a lot of fun here, and welcome to Texas and Oklahoma. So, oh yeah, here's a good flashback too.
Yeah, Oklahoma. I was going to put that up.
Eduardo Nájera.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's been a minute.
Well, Dallas Mavs staple. So,
Max would have liked him.
Was he a bully ball guy?
I think he could have been a bully ball guy.
I don't think he was bully ball. He played on those Mavs teams.
Spangler fan. You remember Spangler? About like a stretch four for Oklahoma. Did a little bit of everything. Big Spangler guy.
Sam.
Come on, Sam.
Oh, boy. good grief. Anyways, yeah. So, I mean, like we said, guys, this is just kind of just a little party for us, because we're welcoming in the new fans. We know there are a lot of fan bases that are excited for the start of football season, because now we're July 1. Football is being played next month. Like, next month there will be football played. There might even be some football played on this channel couple weeks from now, Max. May not be real football, but it may be on the old Xbox, PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, speaking of football, you guys got to check out the Which Coach said this segment on the SEC Football Hour. I mean, it is hilarious watching these two go back and forth. It was so good.
Well, let's tell people too, just quickly, about what we do. We have, look, the reason Blake and I founded this channel, well, we found it as a website, and then we quickly figured out we need to go to YouTube, which we did, what, in late 2021.
Yeah,
but we didn't really, you and I were not really a presence on there for a while. It's a long story. But we've been doing this about 2 full years the way we're doing it now, or close to it. And what we founded this for was, like, if you have a go-to guy for your team, Texas fans, Tennessee fans, whatever, you're going to find a beat writer that covers your team better than we do. But if you want to go to a landing spot that looks at the league as a whole in football, baseball, and basketball, and can talk about teams with depth and intelligence, and we're not just here for hot takes, that's what we, Blake and I, started this to do. Is that a fair way to say it, Blake?
Yeah, I think we're just – I mean, there are other people out there that do it, but I would like to think that we were probably – I mean, because we all came in from, like, different things. Like, we've not always just been like the SEC football, right, which has always been the thing. Like, we started this with the thought that basketball and baseball were very underserved. I think it's gotten better because I think people probably realize you can do it if you just, you know, you really go all in on it. And so we aren't just all in on football. We're all in on basketball, baseball. So I would like to think that's what, you know, has kind of helped us set ourselves apart at times over the years. But again, there are other people who do it well too. But yeah, we try to make sure that every sport is covered with the same sort of depth that you would find if you were just an SEC football fan, which I think for the longest time that was kind of just, there's just SEC football fans. Well, as I said a few minutes ago, right? I mean, you can make the argument that all three sports, the SEC has the best league in all three. So I mean, that's just, yeah.
Chase, wanted tell them a little bit more about the hour.
Yeah. So, Max mentioned, I think my favorite segment is the Who Said This? And that's fun to prepare for, just going through all these old coach quotes. You know, some of them you can't use. Some of them, you know, are better to use than others. But yeah, we do that. We have some fun. We try to incorporate some guests on the show as well. This week, Brad Crawford, national college football writer from 24/7, will be on. We'll take a look at some make or break games as we do every week for teams, and just try to do our best to get you ready for the season and get you in the know on all things SEC football. Now, when the season rolls around, obviously it'll look different with previewing games and giving you some insight. But right now, we're doing our best to get you everything you need to know for the 24 season.
Yeah, and we will be previewing all the games that involve SEC on SEC, SEC on Power 5 in football like we have for a couple of years. We'll probably do a lot of Saturday night live streams to recap games. We'll react to news, and we'll do the show once a week. But basketball was kind of the founding sport of the channel, for lack of a better word. And I started the company in early 2021, and I had a lot of tough decisions to make, but hands down, the easiest one was picking a guy to run the company with me. But, like, I don't remember. I think I just called you up one day. We'd been friends for a decade and just said, "Hey, I'm looking to start this thing. Are you interested?" You may remember that conversation better than I did, but one of my things is I wanted to talk SEC basketball on a very intelligent level. And that's why I took Blake and made him my first call when I started the company, because I knew that Blake could do it. Blake, I don't know what you remember about the early days, but that was an easy call to make to try to get you involved here.
Yeah. I mean, I think initially I said, "Yeah, you're crazy, Chris. There's no chance," but no. Yeah. I mean, we had kind of done stuff like this before at other places, but this was kind of the idea. And I mean, you know, YouTube and just audio video stuff has just become, I mean, how much it's changed just in several years now. Like, I think it's just so different than it used to be. And so, like, it's just, everybody wants different ways to consume their favorite sports or favorite teams. And so, yeah, we just kind of went in on YouTube and, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, I don't remember exactly what the conversation was like, but we were pretty set and pretty convinced that we would make this work. And, you know, look up 17,000 subscribers later and millions upon millions of, you know, people that have jumped in here. And yeah, it's been pretty, pretty awesome. So,
Blake, we talked a little bit about our show, the SEC Basketball Experience, but also in season. Oh my gosh, it is a blast. Not only, I mean, we'll Sam.
Oh, well. Thank you. Ask and you thank shall you, receive.
I mean, not only will we, you know, do our predictions for every game, reaction for every game, probably a midweek and a Saturday night live stream, depending on what the, you know, the slates look like. But also we do a lot of fun stuff. I mean, we do like a weekly fantasy sports where almost, you know, similar to like your FanDuel weekly lineup or whatever you want to call it, your DraftKings lineup. We do a weekly fantasy basketball, fantasy football. It's fun. We do a little bit of both. And you get to experience guys like Sasquatch.
If you guys want to know who Sasquatch is and who he's referring to, you'll have to really go back into the archives of not that long ago, but go back to April, early March. That's probably if you want to find the answer to that. But
yeah.
Well,
and hey. thank God for Max. Max has really upgraded our basketball coverage. He is our behind the scenes guy. One of the coolest phone calls.
I was just about to take he knew I was going to do it. I was about to say, yeah, our graphics guy who, you know, decided to leave Southeastern 14.
Our newly demoted graphics guy, Max Barr.
He just wanted to let us have one more stream with Southeastern 14 as sort of a thank you to the logo. And he'll update it after this. I completely understand. I get his thinking here.
It was just I needed the familiarity, you know, one last time. It was all part of the plan.
Anyway, one of the coolest things I've ever calling and offering Max a job immediately made our basketball coverage better too, because that freed up some time for me. But yeah, I mean, adding both these guys this year have been wonderful for the channel. And now to baseball. We have upped our baseball coverage significantly this year. We are starting a baseball show tomorrow, a weekly show, in addition to the stuff we already do. Graham Doty, Alfred Esmond will be joining me on that regularly. We will format it something along the lines of what we do for the SEC Basketball Experience and our football shows. So if you guys haven't watched those, I hope you do, because I think they're really good shows. But we are your home for all three sports. And I'm guessing one day when what is that about? I'm guessing one day when we are doing this 2 years from now, we'll probably be doing softball or something else too, in addition to what we already do. Who's typing?
Blake, anything else?
Sorry, I'm trying to make sure we spread all of our links that you can find. And yes, if I'm linking to the podcast here, trust me, I'm aware it says Southeastern 14. It will also be updated, folks. There's a process involved in all this stuff, which actually I forgot about this, and so I need to actually update that now. But yeah, so again, if you guys turn on your notifications, that always helps, because we put up, especially probably starting this week and beyond, there will be days where we could put up five or more videos a day when it comes to like game previews, all that kind of stuff. So turn on your notifications. And that always helps out. Check out everything we're doing. There was something else I just thought of that was very important. I can't explain how important this is. So we just mentioned all the shows we have, right? We mentioned all the shows. We mentioned everything we're doing for you guys. Here's what we need from you, okay? Our only request, well, actually, I've had a lot of requests here, so this is probably number 10, 12, something like that. But we are always looking for sponsors and advertisers. If you want to sponsor a particular show, the SEC Football Hour, the SEC Basketball Experience, whatever in the world the name is, the SEC Baseball Show, You can do that by reaching out to caroline.smith@southeastern14.com. Again, we are aware that it says southeastern14.com. For now, though, send it to this one. It will be changed.
It'll get there.
There is a filter, and it'll import to the new one, all that. So caroline.smith@southeastern14.com, or you can reach out to any of us on Twitter. You see our Twitter handles right underneath our names here. If you're interested in sponsoring any of these shows, any of the stuff we do here on the channel, doesn't matter if you want to sponsor it as someone in Knoxville, someone wherever. It doesn't matter. I don't know why I just said Knoxville. Sorry, that's the first thing that came to mind. I'm not playing favorites here with the Vols, who are just newly crowned champions of the world in baseball. But any local, regional, national, if you want to reach out and sponsor the show, that just helps us do more content for you guys, do more videos, all that. And trust me, Sam, we've already told Caroline that if she gets an email from you, put you on the block list immediately. So trust me, your email's not getting through. I can guarantee you that. So,
Chris, real quick, do you want to just to wrap up? Do you want to tell them the circumstance and the story of why Sam is talking so much about vending machines and honey buns?
Yeah. Hey, look, we have lives here. Not much of a life most of the time, to be honest with you. But we got kids and families, and I was it the day John Calipari left for Arkansas? Was that what we did?
I don't remember.
That's a live stream. I think that was it. It was either Cal leaving for Arkansas. Yeah, that was it. That's what it was. My dad had knee surgery, and I had to get up at the crack of dawn, not even that, to take him to the hospital. And in the meantime, I think I'd sent you guys a text a night or two before, say, hey, look out for this Cal thing. I think it's real. And sure enough, by Saturday or Sunday night, Monday morning, it had happened. And so I brought my computer with me. I was doing a live stream with you guys, and there were a lot of people on it. From a hospital lobby with a vending machine behind me, there's people walking behind me purchasing whatever food people get from vending machines at 8 a.m. But Sam has never forgotten that. But that's dedication, folks. When I bring my laptop and I'm doing it in front of a hospital vending machine, that's how we roll.
Yeah. Yeah. Shocked that Sam has continued that theme. Really, really surprises me here. But all right, guys. So on the way out, we're going to answer. We had a couple questions from earlier. I made sure to tag here. So Aaron asked, and Chris, you may know the best. Maybe Chase knows the best answer for this.
Oh, gosh. If
this was a different Oxford, Chase may be able to quickly give you answers. But, here's what I mean. Chris, you got anything, or we could refer him to Neil McCready. That may be
Neil McCready. Neil would know. I had been to Oxford for games 2 or 3 times, but I was in and out. In fact, I think when I last time I went up there for a football game, I had to stay like an hour away. So
I've never been to Oxford, Mississippi.
Yeah, I've been 3 or 4 times, but it's been a while.
If someone would like to send me to an Ole Miss game this year, I would be more than happy to, but I've yet to beat Oxford, Mississippi.
Hey, that's what we need to do. We need to have some of you guys put together the fundest to do like a game day type thing in your city. I'm gonna throw that challenge out there to see the first fan base who can get that together. Pay our way to come down there, make it happen.
I'm going to a bunch of South
maybe it's
Carolina
Texas,
games.
Maybe it's Oklahoma.
All right. Listen, if you got a business in Oxford, Mississippi, and you want to promote it and put us front and center, which may not be your best idea, but if you want to, you can reach out to who? Caroline.Smith@southeastern14.com. All right. Nathan had one too. Nathan has been with us from the start. We appreciate Nathan, one of the many Arkansas fans. So if you jump in as a Texas or Oklahoma fan, or if you're a fan of somebody else and you've jumped on recently and you don't understand the background with Arkansas, we were pretty much an Arkansas channel for about 6 months to a year. We had nothing but Arkansas fans because that was when the Must Buzz was rolling right along, and that thing was going 95 on the road. Yeah, it kind of did not quite hit that speed this past year and exited for the sunny weather of Southern California. But, yeah, like we had a lot of Arkansas fans, so there's still a lot of them here, probably still our biggest fan base. Tennessee's getting close. Tennessee fans... shout out. Mm-hmm. We're getting close with the Vols. Kentucky fans are up there too. But yeah, those are So bring in your other people because it helps us build up different fan bases. But Nathan wants to know, with the SEC becoming a super conference, you think they'll make rules on transfers, unlimited transfers, kill college sports more than NIL?
Yeah, Chris? That is a change. They need to do something with the transfer rules. Contracts, something along the line. I mean, it's becoming pro sports anyway, so go ahead and take out the chaotic elements that we have in college that we don't have in pros.
Can they do something at this point, though? Like, I mean, do you think that they can go in and change it like they should after, I mean, maybe 3 years now the portal's been going?
I mean, eventually it's going to change, right? Like, yeah. People rode around in cars for years without seatbelts, and then somebody said, hey, maybe people flying through windshields, we should do something about this. I think we've had a few years of flying through windshields, but eventually it's going to – I just don't know when.
I agree.
All right. Well,
I got one on the way out, guys. Blake, if you're done.
Well, so does Aaron, by the way. He just wants to let everybody know that nothing but Arkansas content. It sounds like hell. So, welcome, Aaron. Oklahoma is joining. I'm sure the Arkansas fans on the replay will have fun with that one. But there you go. So, all right.
I will start in reverse order of seniority. So, we'll go Chase, Max, Blake, and then I'll end. Give me one thing with Texas and Oklahoma each that you're looking forward to. It can be any of the three sports, can be in general. But give me your takes, one Texas, one Oklahoma, Chase, then Max, then Blake, then I'll end.
With Texas in football, I think that'll give us another playoff team this year and possibly another, SEC team in the national championship. I think they'll at least be in the Final Four in football. So looking forward to that for Texas. For Oklahoma, they've provided some sneaky wins in football over some surprising teams like Texas last year. You know, they beat Texas. Texas went on to the playoffs. So I'm looking forward to seeing who that sneaky win will be for Oklahoma in football this year, because they have a tough schedule. They got some teams that they go on the road to that I think could be interesting if they were to win in that one. So that's the first two things that come to my head for Texas and Oklahoma.
I'm obviously basketball. Texas, I'm excited for the Moody Center. We just did a home court rankings segment that I got shredded like mozzarella cheese on. But the Moody Center is fantastic. They have these, like, they're not pool noodles, but they look like them. They're like real long, and they'll have like one orange one and one white one, and the entire student section will like rattle them back. It just looks like mayhem there. So really, really cool home court atmosphere at the Moody Center for Texas. And then Oklahoma, I mean, I grew up on Oklahoma basketball being one of the best teams. I know they only made a one Final Four with that Buddy Hield team, but I loved those teams. I really did. So coming up into this next year for basketball, there's a lot of talented rosters. I love me some Duke Miles. Duke Miles is built like a Mack truck, and you will start to learn if you are new here that I'm a bully ball type of basketball guy. I love that type. So yeah, I'm excited for Duke Miles and kind of that brand, but also just the history. I really have a place deep down for Buddy Hield. He really got me into the sport.
All right, I'll give you a couple on each. Chase mentioned the Oklahoma football schedule. My goodness, it's ridiculous. I just think all those big games against we wrote it down, Tennessee, Texas, Ole Miss, Missouri, Alabama, LSU, half of those are on the road. Wild. I mean, that's the new SEC, though, just given that you have all these teams in there. And so, yeah, I think that'll be interesting. Texas, I just want to talk about the quarterbacks, Chase. I just want to talk about them all day, every day. Like, let's just talk about Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning, and let's just like try to find as much controversy as we can with two great quarterbacks. That's what we like to do in the offseason. But no, in all seriousness, in basketball, Max said it. I mean, I think it's just, you've got what will likely be a preseason top 25 team in Texas.
Yep.
Right from the jump. And then Oklahoma, I think there's questions of, hey, I mean, can they take a big step forward? We'll find out because, like we mentioned, I think they're still wanting that bigger breakthrough, although last year, I mean, they won 20 games, like we said, but we'll see basketball-wise what they can do. And I don't think baseball, there's not a lot of questions. It's just how do you handle the strength of the league for anybody, no matter what your name is joining the SEC. We saw kind of what the College World Series looked like this year and all that. So, yeah.
With Oklahoma, it's coming into a league that everybody knows the SEC's just, you know, football dominant. But traditionally, the league's bread has been buttered more on the defensive side, probably than the offensive side. Not that there haven't been great offensive players, but you think Alabama, Georgia, LSU, some of the defenses those programs have thrown out there. And you know, Florida, you know, while Steve Spurrier was putting up gaudy numbers when he was there, those defenses were pretty stout, throwing guys in the NFL left and right. Auburn, I mean, we could go on and on. Tennessee had some great defenses. I talked about Oklahoma's offensive proficiency the last 20 or 25 years. I bet you if you did the last 20 years, average scoring offense in the NCAA, I don't know where Oklahoma would be, but I bet Oklahoma would be in the top five. I mean, you look at those Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks, all the offense that program has put up. I'm very interested to see how Oklahoma does in a league that traditionally has been as good as it gets defensively. I think they'll be fine, probably more than fine. But I think it's very interesting seeing a team from a league that's been kind of known, and not that Oklahoma hasn't had defense too. Of course it has. But that whole clash of great offenses versus great defenses is going to be fun to watch. So for Texas, I think you guys know I'm a baseball first guy, and my goodness, Texas coming in this league and baseball was going to be fun anyway, but sign me up to watch that Texas A&M series after what just happened the last week. And please God, put those two teams on the schedule against each other in baseball. I think that's been done, but if it hasn't,
if they don't, like, come on, like what are we doing here? If they don't do that, come on.
Yeah. So, Those are my two things. Blake, anything on the way out? Anything we forgot here? We had a lot of ground to cover today.
Just shout out to, again, all the new fans joining. We've seen Aaron jump in here, although I've got a bone to pick with Aaron. He's currently listed Max as his number one out of the four. But that's okay. We'll see if we can move up in Aaron's power rankings as we move along here in our journey in Southeastern 16. But shout out to Paul as well for jumping in. Hope you guys subscribe, and check out everything else we mentioned. If you just joined us, check out the start of this live stream. We had a lot of fun. Tell you all about Southeastern 16, not to be confused with Southeastern 14. Check out all the stuff we got here on the channel.
I got to say real quick, because they're talking about Oklahoma's defense over here in the comments. I strongly believe this is going to be one of the best Oklahoma defenses that we've seen in a long time. My guy, Zach Alley, former defensive coordinator at Jacksonville State, is now the defensive coordinator at Oklahoma, and he is going to bring an excellent defensive scheme. He's coached under Venables before. I think Brent Venables has not had a good defense at Oklahoma. I say not a good defense. It's not been as elite as some of his defenses at Clemson have been, but I think when him and Alley working together, the defense is going to be so good.
Yeah, Danny
just wanted to drop that in there for those dudes.
Blake, we can't let this go unnoticed.
Oh, the original. I would have to say this is like a full circle type moment because the original commenter here at Southeastern 16 was none other than Steak himself. And I'm not even joking about that. Like when we had five subscribers, I think Steak was one of them. Like I think he was probably the first ever commenter we had on any video we've ever done. So, I mean, that's 3 years ago, almost 3.5 years ago. So the fact that Vol Steak has jumped back in, everyone should be bowing down to the one and only Steak here.
With apologies to Sam. I think Steak even beat Sam here, didn't he?
Oh, Steak beat Sam here. Please don't let Sam tell you any different. Steak beat Sam here. Yeah.
You were right, Blake.
Aaron, No, I will not do this. Aaron coming in trying to stir the pot already. I said I would give you one of what I said earlier, but I cannot say it anymore, and I cannot give you any, you know, any hand motions, any finger motions. I can't give you any of that when it comes to these two teams. So you will not know where our allegiance lies when it comes to Texas and Oklahoma.
Sooners are here. The Sooners are here. They're ready to
the
rock.
Sooners are booming.
I like it.
Well, thank you guys for watching. Look forward to a really exciting year of sports coming up. We've got stuff nonstop. We literally have football, baseball, and basketball content every week here during, even in the off season. So, and again, launching the baseball show out on Tuesday. That'll be tomorrow. And that'll be a fixture even once a week into the off season. So we're looking forward to do that. We've already got the weekly football show, the weekly basketball show. In addition to the live streams, the previews, the predictions, the reactions, stuff we do that's centered around events or happenings. But anyway, if you love the SEC and you're here because you do, you're going to love our channel. That is Southeastern 16, even if the graphic does not reflect that. Max Barr.
Hey, we roll the punches here.
Right. All right. For Chase Robinson, for Max Barr, for Blake Lovell, I'm Chris Lee. We are Southeastern 16, presented by BetOnline.